And all the days of Lamech were 770 years, and he died. And all the sons of men who knew the Lord died in that year before the Lord brought evil upon them, for the Lord willed them to die, so as not to behold the evil that God would bring upon their brothers and relatives, as he had so declared to do. In that time the Lord said to Noah and Methuselah, "Stand forth and proclaim to the sons of men all the words that I spoke to you in those days. Peradventure they may turn from their evil ways, and I will then repent of the evil and will not bring it." And Noah and Methuselah stood forth and said in the ears of the sons of men all that God had spoken concerning them. But the sons of men would not hearken, neither would they incline their ears to all their declarations. And it was after this that the Lord said to Noah, "The end of all flesh is come before me, on account of their evil deeds, and behold, I will destroy the earth. And do thou take unto thee gopher wood, and go to a certain place, and make a large ark, and place it in that spot. And thus shalt thou make it, 300 cubits its length, 50 cubits broad, and 30 cubits high. And thou shalt make unto thee a door, open at its side, and to a cubit thou shalt finish above, and cover it within and without with pitch. And behold, I will bring the flood of waters upon the earth, and all flesh be destroyed. From under the heavens all that is upon earth shall perish. And thou and thy household shall go and gather 2 couple of all living things, male and female, and shall bring them to the ark, to raise up seed from them upon earth. And gather unto thee all food that is eaten by all the animals, that there may be food for thee and for them. 32.